kick me out, but still I rise. They wanna see me fail, love to see me down, trying to kick me out, but still I rise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. Happy Sunday, everyone. How's everyone doing? I just wanted to get back to my listeners and really apologize. There's been so much going on, and I have been putting my attention towards other financial ventures and income streams, and I have been meeting a lot of success. So, just to catch you guys up, because I think it's the last podcast that I did make was on a situation that came and passed. And I just want to update all my listeners on what's going on with Super T. So, in the Super T household, I am part of a mastermind group. I have been listening to Neville Goddard and some other great minds, and just really, really hammering in the reconditioning of minds. I had some pain that was really, really deep within, and it did come out to the surface. I was able to release it, and now I am refilling that space that it held for so long with pure joy and love. I'm right now actually having a cup of my favorite tea, one of my favorite teas. I'm really a tea enthusiast. Like, it's not just the name of this podcast show. I really love tea. And I fell in love recently with a green tea, a concentrated green tea, not regular green tea for some reason. Regular green tea doesn't do it for me, but the concentrated green tea does it perfectly for me. That tea is called matcha. I'm actually opening up my own specialty cafe where I'll be serving lots of matcha beverages and matcha pastries. I have a great baker that's going to assist me in accomplishing the pastry part. And I'm also going to serve some good joe there too, because hey, you got to have some good joe every now and then, you know? So my cafe, I'm really excited about. It was scheduled to open March 21st, but of course this pandemic came, and I mean, it couldn't have come at a righter time, you know, it really couldn't. It's, when they say that you have the whole universe supporting you, it's really an accurate description of when you really fix your mind upon something and you stay focused upon it, how things will really move out of your way to help you accomplish those things. So, I was on an exercise schedule, and I was going to the gym about 3 times a week. I was doing roll and release classes and also restorative yoga, and then, of course, this happened. And, you know, again, I was tested, you know, Do I really want this new body? You know, now I have made some financial investments into it, and when I say new body, I'm basically saying new legs, but I really do mean new body as well, but predominantly it's my legs, you know, it's my inner muscles, my inner thighs, little tiny muscles that nobody gonna ever see, but that I feel, and they are a little bit restrictive right now, so, you know, I guess I felt like God, the universe, whatever you want to call the supremeness. You know, when you do put out what you want, you know, you do have faith in it, you know, you have to put the work behind it. So my personal work is to take the right supplements. So I was able to find the right supplements. It cost me $100 a month for these supplements alone. But the supplements by themselves are not going to do their repair. I have to actually do the work. So I have a yoga mat, also have a roll and release tube. I have apps on my phone to remind me and to inspire me along the way. So I have been out of the regimen. I want to say for a whole month, you know, but I'm back into the regimen now, and I'm very proud of that, and I'm sticking with it and sticking to it, and I feel really good. And I also have a skin regimen. I realized, like, I literally, and I've come across this epiphany before, that I have everything that I need to accomplish what I want to accomplish. But I'm also on a new skin regimen where I'm doing bentonite clay mask on a daily basis, so that I can get the new vibrant flawless skin cells that are forming underneath my epidermis at the lower level to come up to the higher level. So that means I have to get this gunk off the top level, which is doing very well. My exfoliation is doing very well. I have a new multivitamin that I'm taking that is also really great. And, you know, everything is going really good. But I've had bentonite clay for years. I've had it for years. And I have not been using it. But I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it until it's gone. And then I'm going to possibly get some more. And then probably by the time what I have two, actually. But once they're both gone, I'll be able to then do it like maybe once a week, you know, or maybe every other week. I also have been moisturizing my hair and keeping that together, and I fell off with the moisture part with that. I had a little bit of breakage, but not much. And so that is doing really good now that I'm recommitted to keeping that moist and moisturized and everything. My hair is like, it sucks it up, like, sucks up the moisture a lot. It loves moisture a whole lot. So those are my updates. Those are my personal updates. I have a boyfriend. It's brand new, brand spanking new, so I'm not going to go much into that, but that's just where I am in my love life. And the businesses that I'm working on are doing really good, and my son is doing really good too. We've had some moments, you know, but what I do know, I had to exercise some tough love, which he's not a stranger to, but I had to just do it in a non-physically, violent way, you know, like not smacking, not grabbing or any of that, but just like really just letting him know, listen, I'm not going to tolerate certain things, and you have to realize that I love you, but I'm just not going to accept certain things. That's my son, you know, so I've raised the standards just for myself. All the way across the board. And I love it. I really love it. I'm planning on finishing my book for my birthday week. That's my birthday gift to myself, to finish my book. And I do want to do some other things, but I'm not going to go into any details with that. But again, listeners, I just wanted to update you on what's going on in the Super T household. So, also, I have reconnected with quite a few of my childhood friends, namely 1, 2, 3, 4, namely 4 of them. I don't know if I've shared this with my listeners, but at one point where in my adolescence years, when I became a teen mom, I was staying at a foster care residency that had 16 girls and 16 babies. And I mean, some of these people I never thought I would come cross back, you know, cross like back pathways in our lifetimes. Some I was very close with, you know, and there were definitely connections, but I can't say that many of the women, you know, that I know about have really grown to be extremely successful in their lives, and I'm so proud of them, and you know, it makes me feel just really good. It lets me know that I've always just been surrounded by greatness. I just was not aware of it, and not knowing that you know, that it was within me, but now I do know, and I appreciate it, you know, and I am just very grateful. So I encourage my listeners, I know it's a very challenging time, but I just encourage you to really focus on yourself, focus on whatever you want to fix or grow or be, you know, focus on that, and you know, just have faith. do the work, do every bit every day consistently, and you will receive and achieve the results that you want. You know, you can do it with affirmations, and I know you guys love my affirmations, and I will get back into my affirmations, but before I do, I just wanted to let you guys know what I've been up to and, you know, publish this out for you guys. I did have another one that I had recorded, but I don't know. You know, I do this app off my phone, so it didn't save it, but this one I'm gonna make sure that it's saved, it's named, and that it is published. As you can hear in the background, I have, you know, some good vibe music going on, and it really helped me do my exercises this morning. If you want to know the honest truth, like, I did it and I feel good. I'm ready to celebrate, sip this tea, and then after I sip this tea, I'm gonna do some vocal practices, and then I'm actually gonna do a video, and I'm gonna put that out there too. I don't know what I'm gonna be singing, you know, but I'm gonna be singing and sharing my voice with the world. And so I just wanted to again encourage all my listeners to be encouraged, to the work, you know, whatever that means for you in your personal life, in your personal situation, just do it and be consistent at it and keep your mind focused on the you that you are to be, want to be, and appreciate the you that you are now. Appreciate all of you. All of you, even your falsehoods. Like, don't hate any part of you, because that hate takes up the space of love. You know, that if you want to change something, that's okay, but don't hate it. You know, like, I want to change my legs, but I don't hate them. I love them, you know. I want to change my midsection. I don't hate it. I love it, you know. You have to love yourself in all parts of yourself, in all parts of your life, in all parts of your situation to greatness, you know. That's going to inspire you to do the work, you know. You can't do the work and hate, like, oh, I hate this. Nah. Do it with love. It makes it so much easier. It makes it so that when you have hiccups, because you will have hiccups, you will have moments where you pause, you will have moments of distractions, but when you do it and approach it with love, you can so easily get back on track, because it's a labor of love that you're doing for yourself. So do that labor of love for yourself. Keep your dreams alive and know that anything is possible, and that you do have the entire universe backing you up. So be positive in your mindset. Don't let the news discourage you and the things that's happening, because there is a shift that's happening. Things are changing. Everybody is not going to be able to be on this other side, you know, this new world. They're not going to be able to be a part of it, but that's okay. They're going to change and transform, whether they stay within their physical form or not. They are going to change and transform, because that's what energy does, and everything is energy. So not to get too metaphysical on you or esoteric, I'm going to sign off at this note and just tell my listeners that I love you. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you for listening to me. I hope that I have brought value to your day in some way, shape, form, or matter. You stay safe. Thank you. And if you're looking to buy face masks, you can go on to newworldready.org. That is my personal website. I have all type of face masks, cotton, nylon. I even have the K9N2 mask, and I hope I said that correctly, because I said it off the top of my head. But there's a mask for everyone, for the fashionista, for the doctor, for the mother, for the father, for the construction worker, for the gothic person, for the glam mama, for the glamour sisters. There is a mask for everyone on my site, so check it out. Get you a face mask and stay safe and stay focused and know that this too shall pass. Take care and be well.